Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's take a minute now to look at that new report, which concludes that Louisiana's near total ban on abortion care has worsened pregnancy health care in serious ways. For instance, many doctors there are telling pregnant women not to even come in for care till 12 weeks, when the risk of a miscarriage decreases. Why? Well, miscarriage often calls for abortive procedures, and doctors want to avoid being on call for them for fear of possible jail time or fines. Other emergency treatment is being delayed while administrators debate whether it's legal by state standards. But meanwhile, the report says they could be violating federal law requiring emergency medical care. Payal Shah, a lawyer with Physicians for Human Rights and a co-author of the report, joins us now. Payal, welcome.
Thank you.
And we know 14 states have criminalized abortion since 2022, when the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. Louisiana lawmakers banned it with few exceptions just days after that ruling. Doctors who provide abortion care, violate that state law, face 15 years in prison, $200,000 in fines. What are some of the exceptions in the law?
The law has a few exceptions. For example, they allow abortion for ectopic pregnancy, also in situations where they deem a fetus, and I quote, medically futile, with two physicians affirming that designation. And then also when there is a good faith or reasonable medical judgment that there is a substantial risk of death or serious permanent impairment of a life-sustaining organ.
Yeah, and an ectopic pregnancy is when it occurs outside of the uterus. But then talk about the situation I described in the introduction. These are doctors telling women not to come in for 12 weeks of early pregnancy care, which is so important, because they're worried that they might encounter a miscarriage. Make that connection for a lot of people who are only recently learning the connection between miscarriages and abortion procedures.
Sure. So this report, which was co-published by LIFT Louisiana, Physicians for Human Rights, Reproductive Health Impact on the Center for Reproductive Rights, found that Louisiana's abortion bans are eroding clinicians' ability to use their best medical judgment to treat patients, and really more specifically, causing delays and denials of abortion care, even when patients present with serious and potentially life-threatening conditions. But also, crucially, as you just highlighted, lead to delays in the provision of prenatal care, including care before a pregnant patient is 12 weeks, and then also care for ectopic pregnancies and other situations where a termination would be necessary to save the life of the pregnant person.
Well, this seems to be one of the main stories that's coming out of the bans. We're hearing from even pregnant women who didn't understand that abortion techniques are often used in response to a miscarriage. These are women who are saying, I never thought these bans would affect me. I wanted to be pregnant. This is what I think you're saying, that, you know, when you have these miscarriage emergencies that might need these abortive procedures, they're not getting them.
That's right. We're hearing from clinicians who are now delaying treatment where typically in the past they would have just provided care. So, for example, one clinician we interviewed who was working in an urban emergency department shared, and I quote, it definitely looks like a miscarriage, but we haven't had the definitive 11 days between one ultrasound and the next. So we can't offer you that manual vacuum aspiration or DNC, which is a procedure called dilation and curettage, right now before you start being terrified for your life and cramping and bleeding in pain. So this is a clinician really reflecting on that exact situation.
And the report underscores that this ban really impacts low-income women and women of color far more. Why is that? They have to leave the state to get help?
There's a few different ways that it impacts low-income women and women of color. The first is that this delay in the provision of care means that patients have to come back over and over again, or even within the state are being referred from one facility to the next because of the fear of the criminal penalties by clinicians. So, for example, that situation that I just described, where there was a miscarriage and they said, okay, we haven't had the 11 days between the ultrasound and then the next ultrasound to confirm a miscarriage, we're going to ask you to come back again. And that involves cost, that involves time off of work, that involves immense health risks. And so we're really seeing a situation where the most marginalized communities are the most impacted because it is so difficult to be able to repeatedly go to facilities or have to travel up to hours to be able to access care.
Well, you give an example. There are women who've had early water breaks, you know, but this is before a fetus is viable, and they're forced to undergo a dangerous C-section to empty out the uterus so they avoid infection rather than, again, the abortion medication or procedure that would help them. Look, if the state is in violation of a federal law that exists, the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, then why isn't something being done about that?
No, that's a great question. Despite the existence of federal guarantees, at the state level, clinicians are really hearing from their lawmakers and from their government that they have a target on their backs. One of the clinicians we spoke with actually specifically used that language, right, that there's a target on your back because you want to do what's right for the patient. Another OB-GYN described it as having to provide care to patients, and I quote, with one hand tied behind our back. This is clinicians really feeling that there is such a lack of clarity of where abortion is permitted, where it's not permitted. The laws are vaguely defined. They don't use medical terms. And then there's also conflicting federal legislation. And it really leads to a lot of confusion and a chilling effect on the provision of abortion.
Yeah. Payal Shah, a lawyer with Physicians for Human Rights, co-author of the report Criminalized Care, How Louisiana's Abortion Bans Endanger Patients and Clinicians. Payal, thank you.
Thank you.